I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
What's the best way to go about disarming one of these things?
The way you don't die, sir.
Sir, yes, sir!
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved Corps?
Sir, to kill, sir!
I apologize, it's not my fault! The waves are getting blown out by the napalm!
Let me see your war face!
Rafer Guzman has a war face. He's in the studio here Friday to do movies, and it feels like news. Movies are news. 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. This is Michael Bay's movie about the Benghazi incident. Let's hear a clip.
You have a U.S. ambassador at risk.
The ambassador is in his safe haven. You're not the first responders. You're the last resort. You will wait.
None of you have to go. We are the only help they have.
This feels like Lone Survivor and Black Hawk Down with a rock and roll soundtrack.
It meets the Transformers, of course. I mean, it's a Michael Bay. It's a Michael Bay film. I think what everyone wants to know is whether this is going to be kind of the January surprise for Hillary Clinton and rake her over the coals. Is this going to be kind of a partisan political take on the movie? It's not explicitly partisan. This is really just supposed to be the story of the six military contractors. John Krasinski plays one of them. He's our main guy through this film, who defended that diplomatic outpost and the CIA base that the Libyans came after as well. It's not, as I say, it's not an explicitly political film, I don't think. Clinton is never named. But, you know, Michael Bay, very pro-military, has always been, you know, very enamored of weaponry and, you know, those boots on the ground. And you get a lot of that here. I will say the one politician I think who will like this film is Donald Trump. It's really got a Donald Trump worldview to it. All politicians are idiots. The Middle Easterners are untrustworthy. Women should shut up. And, you know, diplomacy is for fools. I think Ambassador Christopher Stevens comes off looking like a very naive, tragic figure, you know, who really thought that he could talk to these people and, you know, look what happens to him. So I think there's something kind of, there's something a little red meat about this film that I didn't like, the way it sort of vilifies everybody else but the soldiers. But it sounds like
an interesting psychological artifact about some sort of state of the U.S. psyche.
I mean, there is a lot of this. The whole idea behind this film, if you've seen the trailer, you know this scene with one of the guys saying, "How willing are you to die for your country?" And that's the gist of this film. We've got the stiffer spine. We're the ones who are really willing to step up. At these Libyans, you know, they don't actually have the commitment. Only we do. So there is something a little red state, I think, about this movie, but it is not a partisan takedown of Clinton.
Movie number two, Norm of the North, has a kind of a newsy angle on the opening of the Arctic and global warming.
Yeah, this is Rob Schneider plays the voice of Norm the polar bear. I'll see if I can get this straight. He's a polar bear who realizes that condos are coming to the Arctic. He wants to stop this, so he's going to go to New York to start a television campaign because he speaks English. Although the television campaign is predicated on the fact that he's actually just an actor in a bear costume. He has to fool people into thinking he's not a real bear. Little puzzling. Here's an example.
What's your plan here?
Well, Mr. Green wants to use me to sell the Arctic, and I'm going to use the Arctic to save it.
Exactly. You have to rally the public so that they love you, wait for your moment, and turn them against Green. Use his own plan to defeat him. But the key is to make sure you time your moment just right when the public loves you the most.
Not the bear from The Revenant here.
No, much, much, much kinder, gentler bear. I will just say this, John. I think if you and I sat down for 90 seconds, you and I could also write a film this bad. It would be that easy. Poor Rob Schneider has not been in a good film in so long.
For the insult. That was a terrible insult.
I didn't mean it that way, John.
Movie number three, Ride Along 2. This is a big comedy with a lot of expectation.
Right. Kevin Hart, Ice Cube, they're back. Kevin Hart is the rookie cop this time. He used to be a wannabe. Now he's a probationer. Officer. Ice Cube is the surly Atlanta cop. They're going to go to Miami and solve a drug case.
With a great line from the trailer, if you say that again, I'm going to shoot you in the face.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Possibly the funniest line in the film, actually.
Ooh.
It's not great. The first one was not great, and I think this one is even weaker.
It'll still do well, though.
I think it may do well. I'm not sure we're going to see a Ride Along 3, though.
Well, have a great weekend. Watch the movies. And, you know, you can give us your reviews at 877-8-MY-TAKE if you want. We haven't done that for a while. Rafer Guzman is a film critic for Newsday. Hey, Rafer, you have a good weekend as well.
Thanks. You too, John.
Bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.